still dressed, although her boots were gone. The stripes on her socks made her eyes hurt. "My skull," she moaned. "What did I pour into my skull?"
"What didn't you?"
He was young, dark-haired, in a Royal Space Fleet uniform, very dapper and very handsome. "Hello," she said, and she frowned. "No, I don't know your name, but you look nice."
"You look like you had a hard night," he said.
He was holding one of the empty bottles he'd encountered beside the bed.
"I'm sure you helped," she said coyly.
Then she winced as she rubbed her face.
"Oh my God, I've got boils!"
"It's all right," said the officer. "You fell asleep with your face in a box of milk tray." Puzzled, Carveth prized off one of the boils. It was a blob of chocolate, slightly melted.
"Gross," she said, looking at it.
Well, it's not what not.
Praline."
A second young officer stepped out of the bathroom and adjusted his hair.
"Whoa," Carveth said. "There's two of you?"
"You're not seeing double, no," said the first man.
"Two? Bloody hell."
She rose uncertainly to her feet.
"Look, I'm not feeling too good. I'm sure you're both really nice blokes, but two, I feel really bad. I honestly have never done this before. This isn't the